Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is Life with Monica Matthews. Somebody's got to say it.
Welcome back. So, wow. How many of you have been locked out of your Facebook account only to be told that you have to submit some form of ID? A lot of you are surprised by this. Whenever I blew pounded sand, actually, about it on Twitter, which is where you'll find me most of the time, you're like, what? That sounds like some kind of a scam or spam or delete, don't answer. Well, no, it's not a joke. It's not spam, and it is a scam. We're going to get to that in a minute. But I find it extraordinarily hypocritical that we are forced to give up, I'm going to go over this list with you and it's going to blow your mind, our identity in order to access our Facebook account online, okay? So, but I want you to first just, here's the hypocrisy of all of this. Ready? This is Senator Dick Durbin dealing with Mark Zuckerberg in front of Congress.
Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Zuckerberg, would you be comfortable sharing with us the name of the hotel you stayed in last night?
Hell no.
No.
Yeah.
If you've messaged anybody this week, would you share with us the names of the people you've messaged?
Mm-hmm. Senator, no, I would probably not choose to do that publicly here.
I think that may be what this is all about. Your right to privacy.
Yeah.
The limits of your right to privacy and how much you give away in modern America in the name of, quote, connecting people around the world.
Exactly. So you've got multiple lawsuits against Facebook right now in different nations, okay, not just here, for this invasion of privacy, if you will. And I call it an invasion kind of loosely because the terms of service are there if you've got, you know, a couple of hours to rummage through it or forward it to your, you know, legal team to tell you exactly what they're doing. In short, I can summarize it for you. Whatever you put on Facebook is no longer yours. I don't care what it is. I don't care if it's pictures. If you think you're part of a secret group, you're in denial. Okay, there's nothing secret on Facebook. Nothing. So I try to log into my account. And you guys know I've had a sordid past with Facebook. I'm kicked off pretty regularly for conservative commentary that other people find offensive. Okay. Fair enough, whatever. It's a private entity. I don't agree with it because of our First Amendment. I get all of that. They're also a private company. So, you know, this is how they choose to run their business. As crappy as it is what it is. And if I'm going to continue to do business with them, then this just has to be one of my expectations that I'll probably get kicked off again. Okay. But now I really don't utilize it as much anymore other than to just simply post my work because it is a horrible platform. It is extremely discouraging. Discourage. Think about that. Think about the drip that's occurring right now in the nation with people who, in the name of protection, in the name of protecting you from others and their vile opinions on everything, think about the cost. Think about how this is dumbing us down emotionally. That you cannot take someone else's opinion without completely silencing them. They must be annihilated. It's part of the cancel culture. Okay. Here are my options to obtain access to my account once more. Ready? There are a couple of groups that you can go with. All right, here's the first group. And this is straight from Facebook. Group one, you can send us one of the items from group one to confirm your name or get back into your account. Anything that you send us should contain either your name and date of birth or your name and a photo. You ready? Here are your options. Your birth certificate. That sounds like a great idea, right? To send your birth certificate to the company that's been busted for selling your information to Russians and to all kinds of sordid political affiliations to the nth degree. I don't care what side of the aisle you lean on. Not cool. All right. Your driver's license. How about this? Your passport. Because that sounds like a sane idea. Your marriage certificate. How about an official name change paperwork? Personal or vehicle insurance card, non-driver's government ID, example, disability, SNAP card, national ID card, or your pension card. How about a green card, residence permit, or immigration papers? How about a tribal identification or status card? I'm part of the Matthews tribe. Does that count? Your voter ID card. Now, the hypocrisy of this is astounding because all of this is required to get back into my Facebook account. And these are the same people telling me how mean it is, mean, cruel, vicious, that I would require that someone show up to vote for someone as important as my elected leaders with an ID. I could also bring a family certificate, a visa. There you go. National age card, immigration registration card, a tax ID card. Here's group two. If you don't have anything from group one, you can send us two different items from group two. So now if you opt out of group one, here's group two, but you better bring two of them. Okay. The name on the items that you send us should be the same name that you want to show on your profile. Keep in mind that if you've lost access to your account, you may be asked to provide something from the list that also shows a photo or date of birth that matches the details on your Facebook account. This is extra precaution so that we can make sure that the only one with access to your account is you. Ready? Bank statement. How many of you think it's a great idea to send Mark Zuckerberg and his crew your bank statement? How about a transit card? A check. That's right. You can send them a check. How about a credit card? Employment verification. Oh, a library card. Mail. You can send them a piece of mail. Magazine subscription stub. Does Playboy count? Medical record. You can send them your medical records. Okay. Membership ID. Your pension card. Union membership card. Your work ID. Professional ID. A paycheck stub. How about a permit, school ID card, school record, social security card? How many of you are going to run home and grab your social security card and send a copy to Facebook? How about a utility bill? A yearbook photo, an actual scan or photograph of the page in your yearbook, company loyalty card, a contract. How about family registry, a diploma, religious documents? Certificate of registration for accreditation or professional. Professional license card. A polling card. Health insurance. Address proof card. Social welfare card. And if you are part of the politics world, you better have all of this ready and then some. If you are running ads as a politician on Facebook, all of this is required. This is insanity. For me and mine, this was the final straw for me. I'm pulling the plug completely on Facebook, so you will not be able to find me on Facebook anymore. I am done. Congress sincerely needs to step in and deal with this. But here's the real deal, you guys. If we're dumb enough to continue to send stuff in like this and adhere to these rules of engagement, then the onus really is on us. And I know many of you send in fake IDs and airbrush things and you know, Photoshop things. Y'all have all given me ideas. For me, it's not worth the invasion of my privacy, and I'm agreeing to it, and so are you. So take your power back and just make some smart decisions. Okay, until next time, you can catch me on Twitter only at Monica On Air Talk. I'm also on LinkedIn and InstaScam, and you can find me on InstaScam. It's a private account, so you'll have to ask me, knock, 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 for permission to come in And I have to be able to come into your place too. That's my rule of engagement. All right. You can subscribe on iTunes. Thank you to all of you who have subscribed to my podcast daily and sharing my work. I really appreciate you. You can also send your Dear Monica letters to monica@monicamatthews.com. And be good to yourself. Starting in your own mirror, just be kind. All right. Love you guys. Have a good day.
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.